Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Samech Vov. The Gemara now would base in the discussion, does Yush koiner or not? The Gemara brings a raya that the hides, if someone stole hides, his machshava works. How was he koiner the hides if now with Yush? And the Gemara goes on and says that Rabba and Rav Yosef had this question for 22 years. As Rashi brings in Masechet Ksuvos, when it says for 22 years, these are the 22 years the Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva. And then Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva. And the Gemara tells us that when Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, then he had an answer. And his answer was, Shinui Hashem ki Shinui Ma'isedomi. The reason why he's koine is because there was Shinui Hashem. There was a change in the name of the hides. The hides changed their name. They used to be called hides, and now they're called a mat. And therefore, he's koine with Shinui, Shinui Hashem, not with Yush only. So the first year bothered by what took 22 years for Rav Yosef to come up with this answer. What's shot in the Gemara? 22 years they had the question, and after 22 years, Rav Yosef came with the answer. What's shot in that? So Sefer Zdeh Tzoifim sends us to the Pirush Mishnayos of Rav David Padro. It's called Sheshayim LeDavid. On this Mishnah we talk about the Machshava, was in Keili Perek Chavov Mishteches. He brings this question, what took 22 years for Rav Yosef to come with the answer? And he says the Pshat like this, Rav Yosef always had the answer. He was trying to convince Rabba as the Rosh Hashiva that this is the answer. But Rabba disagreed. Because Rabba felt this is not called Shinui Hashem. Because if leather changed to be a mat, it's called a mat, but it's Shinui Chayz L'Briyos, as I was going to say later, changes back, that's not called Shinui Hashem. So 22 years, Rav Yosef is trying to convince Rabba this is the answer. Rabba disagrees. And when Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, he says, okay, I'm going to change down the Mahalach. I'm going to use my Svara that I had for 22 years that Rabba did not accept. I'll use that as the answer. That's one answer, al derech hapshat, what took 22 years? Nothing really changed in 22 years. It just took 22 years for Rav Yosef to be the one in charge. The Chasav Sofer here has a beautiful mahalach. He says the following, we know that the Gemara tells us, a person was a regular guy, and then he became a nasi, he became a king, or he became a kohen mashiach, he became the kohen gadol. So his carbon changes. So we know that change does make a person differently. But you would think that maybe the reason why a korban changes by a kohen mashiach or by a nasi is because not only that he changes name, his title, but he changes who he is. He changes ma'isim. He's a different person. When a person becomes a nasi, he starts acting differently. When a person becomes a kohen mashiach, he's not the same person that was before. It's not a shinui only in the title. It's a shinui in the ma'isim too. So Rav Yosef, for 22 years, that's what he understood. Shinui works only when you have an actual Shinui Lamaise. We never find that a change of title will make a Shinui. But then when Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, says the Chasam Sofer, he was such an Anav. And he looked at himself and says, I didn't change. When I turned from being a regular person to being the Rosh Hashiva, my Maise didn't change. So I see that the fact that I become Oyla L'Gdulo doesn't change my Maise. So the same thing works by a Nasi and a Bekoy Mashiach. When they become a Nasi Bekoy Mashiach, they're not changing the Maisim. So what's the reason that the Korban changes? Because they changed the title. Not because they changed the Maisim. It's Shinui Hashem. They used to be a regular person, now they have a new title. Says if Yosef, after 22 years, oh, now I understand that Shinui Hashem is enough of a change. Because you see the people that change their title, now they have a different carbon. Here is the raya, here is the source that Shinui Hashem works. That's what Chasam Sofer says in Gevaldik away. But another mahalach, maybe more simple mahalach, is brought down in the Yavetz. The Yavetz says that when a person is oyle l'gdulo, so Gishbuch gives him a special siyata d'shmaya to say the right thing. And Rav Reuven Margolius in the Sefer Nitzei Tzeor has a very long arichos, Shaloi Kedarkri. Usually in the Nitzei Tzeor is very short. In this part, he brings a very long arichos, where he says this yisoit, that when a person becomes Adam Godol, Kashbuchu gives him special siyata d'shmaya for him to be able to be mechaven lamis. He brings a Lashon HaPasuk that says, Hashem iten oimer amivasor tzavarov, which means someone needs to speak to Kahal Rav, to a lot of people. Shmuel will give in him oimer. He's going to give him ways to be b'chadash chedishitoyo to be mechaven lamis. And he says that's the pshat. So the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, "V'Yeshua binun mole ruach chachma ki somach Moshe yodov olov ishmuel ovne Yisrael. Pshat, what is Pshat? Is Yeshua got, you know, some kind of a power, he became the manik. Says, according to what he learns, Pshat is, he got a special Ruach Chochma, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the smichos, because Moshe was soymich him, and made him to the Rav, now he got the special Ruach Chochma for Shemayim. And he goes in the Arichas to say, that's what Shaul saw by Dovid HaMelech. He saw Dovid HaMelech was different, that he was able to mechaven lahalacha. Meaning, he was able to, that his mind, he had special siyata d'shmaya to say the right thing. And this is a special siyata that happens when a person is oyle l'gdulo, that he gets that koyach. So he made that pshat over here. For 22 years, Rav Yosef had a question. He did not have an answer. When he became the Rosh Hashiva, he got a special siyata d'shmaya to answer this. As Rashi says in Kesuvis, that they had a siyata d'shmaya, so people will see that he's not only sinai, but he's oyker hargum as well. And according to this Mahalach, the special Siyat HaShemayah comes when a person's Oyle L'Gdulo. That's the exact time when the Siyat HaShemayah comes, because it happens to everybody who's Oyle L'Gdulo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.